This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that Texas voter ID law violated the Voting Rights Act, and the state must find ways to accommodate voters who face hardships in obtaining necessary documents. Fourth time that a federal court has found that the Texas law discriminated against or disproportionately affected Black and Hispanic voters. Experts recommend sunscreen, using about an ounce when you're at the beach. Even if the bottle says the lotion is waterproof, beachgoers should reapply after swimming. If you're not swimming, you should reapply every 2 hours, regardless of the SPF count. You should put sunscreen on 15 minutes before exposure, and products should be labeled with an SPF of 15 to 50. Turkish government has now banned all academics from travel abroad in latest instance of the post-coup crackdown. In what many experts are calling a milestone in neuroscience, researchers published a spectacular new map of the brain detailing nearly 100 previously unknown regions, an unprecedented glimpse into the machinery of the human mind. John William Templeton, a local San Francisco historian, said about 1% of employees at tech companies in the Bay Area are Black, down from 4% in 1998. The National Basketball Association has now canceled its All-Star game in Charlotte, scheduled for 2017, because of North Carolina's bias law on LGBT individuals and their bathrooms. The former National Security Agency contractor Edward Snowden, working with computer hacker Andrew Huang, said that he planned to help develop a modified version of Apple's iPhone for journalists who are concerned they may be the target of government surveillance. Coalition of Black racial justice organizations coordinated demonstrations in more than a dozen cities to protest police shootings in the U.S. Members of three teams of the Women's National Basketball Association from Indiana, New York, and Phoenix were fined for wearing t-shirts and warm-ups intended to raise awareness in the aftermath of recent shootings by and of the police. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.